All right. Update on the injury report. Paul Kornick, toe, did not participate. Brandon Marshall, excuse me, foot, did not participate. Juwan Thompson was limited today, hip and knee. Peyton Manning was, again, limited today, thigh. Ryan Clady was, again, limited today, thigh. Will Montgomery was limited today, knee. Jacob Tammy was full today, rib cage. Kayvon Webster was limited shoulder. Ronnie Hillman was limited foot. Chris Clark was full back. Cody Latimer was full coming off the concussion protocol. All right, Demaryius Thomas was full ankle. C.J. Anderson full ankle. Julius Thomas full ankle. Okay, any questions?
Coach, Terrence Knighton got the Terrence Williams Good Guy Award. Talk about the importance of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Terrence is a great personality. He's voted on as captain. He's, you know, in his second year with us. I think, you know, he's been a tremendous addition to our locker room. You know, I think it's always important, understanding that the media is part, big part of our job and promoting our sport, promoting our organization. And I think Terrence represents, and I think he's well-deserved of that. And, you know, it's our connection to the fans and as you guys, and I think he does a tremendous job.
Safe to assume that Peyton Manning's day-to-day?
Yes. Yep. We'll kind of see how it goes tomorrow, but he's improving. I thought he had good work out there today, and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
How have you been feeling about the performance of Osweiler in the last couple of weeks in practice?
You know, good. You know, Brock works out very hard. He's a professional. He's he studies. He has all kind of projects that our backups all have amongst our football team, and you know, I think I see constant improvement. Outstanding. I think he's physical. He's got good vision. He's got good burst through the hole. You know, I think he's got good hands. They don't utilize him as much in that role, but, you know, he's, I think, a big reason why, you know, they're fighting for their division championship, and he's been a big part of that, especially down the stretch.
So many spread offenses in college, you don't see a lot of those big guys come through.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing with backs. You know, I mean, you just look at our team, you know, the backs that we're playing with and have, and you know, where they come from and all that. They're sometimes hard to evaluate, but you know, like our guys, you know, I think Hill's gotten his opportunity and done a tremendous job.
Coach, it seems like every week you play somebody from that 2011 draft class that was a good first rounder. What'd y'all think of AJ Green coming out and what he's been since?
Well, he's a guy that was looked at, you know, in our spot. I mean, obviously you look at just about everybody and, you know, kind of what fits you best. And I think, as I told people then, I'd like to have all of them, but they don't let you do that. But he's a terrific player. I think he made a great impact his rookie season, you know, and he's just gotten better since.
You haven't coached DBs for so long. AJ's catch radius is enormous. What do you do about that?
Well, he's a great combination. I mean, he's got body control, he's got length, he's got speed. You know, the length part makes it, you know, tough to keep the ball from. He's a good ball getter. He can go by you. You know, so even being a bigger guy, some guys don't have all those natural abilities like him. But, you know, you knew he was going to have great success, and that's why he was so highly rated coming out.
Did you guys look at Dalton pretty good in that draft, too? Because he came around.
Yep. I mean, you know, that's kind of what we do. Obviously, our scouts, you know, do it year-round. We get involved over the, you know, once our season ends, we get involved. And, you knew he was going to be a, you know, he's a very sharp guy. You know, he had all the intangible things I think you look for in that position. It doesn't surprise me he's had the success he's had.
Coach,